Symbolic Logic by Lewis Carroll. Book 5. Syllogisms. Chapter 1. Introductory. When a trio of biliteral propositions of relation is such that 1. All their 6 terms are species of the same genus. 2. Every 2 of them contained between them a pair of codivisional classes. 3. The 3 propositions are so related that if the first 2 were true, the 3rd would be true. The trio is called a syllogism. The genus of which each of the 6 terms is a species is called its universe of discourse, or more briefly, its univ. The first 2 propositions are called its premises, and the 3rd its conclusion. Also, the pair of codivisional terms in the premises are called its eliminans, and the other 2 its retinens. The conclusion of a syllogism is said to be consequent from its premises. Hence it is usual to prefix it to the word therefore. Note that the eliminans are so called because they are eliminated and do not appear in the conclusion, and that the retinens are so called because they are retained and do so appear in the conclusion. Note also that the question whether the conclusion is or is not consequent from its premises is not affected by the actual truth or falsity of any of the trio, but depends entirely on their relationship to each other. As a specimen syllogism, let us take the trio, no x things are m things, no y things are m prime things, no x things are y things, which we may write as explained thus. No x are m. No y are m prime. No x are y. Here the 1st and 2nd contain the pair of codivisional classes m and m prime. The 1st and 3rd contain the pair x and x, and the 2nd and 3rd contain the pair y and y. Also, the 3 propositions are, as we shall see hereafter, so related that, if the 1st 2 were true, the 3rd will also be true. Hence, the trio is a syllogism. The 2 propositions, no x are m and no y are m prime, are its premises. The proposition, no x are y, is its conclusion. The terms m and m prime are its eliminans, and the term x and y are its retinens. Hence, we may write it thus. No x are m, no y are m prime, therefore, no x are y. As a 2nd specimen, let us take the trio. All cats understand French. Some chickens are cats. Some chickens understand French. These put into normal form are, all cats are creatures understanding French. Some chickens are cats. Some chickens are creatures understanding French. Here, all the 6 terms are species of the genus creatures. Also, the 1st and 2nd propositions contain the pair of codivisional classes, cats and cats. The 1st and 3rd contain the pair creatures understanding French and creatures understanding French, and the 2nd and 3rd contain the pair chickens and chickens. Also, the 3 propositions are, as we shall see at page 64, so related that, if the 1st 2 were true, the 3rd would be true. The 1st 2 are, as it happens, not strictly true in our planet, but there is nothing to hinder them from being true in some other planet, say Mars or Jupiter, in which case the 3rd would also be true in that planet, and its inhabitants would probably engage chickens as nursery governesses. They would thus secure a singular contingent privilege unknown in England, namely, that they would be able, at any time when provisions ran short, to utilize the nursery governess for the nursery dinner. Hence the trio is a syllogism. The genus creature is its univ. The 2 propositions, all cats understand French, and some chickens are cats, are its premises. The proposition, some chickens understand French, is its conclusion. The term cats and cats are its eliminans, and the terms creatures understanding French and chickens are its retinens. Hence we may write it thus. All cats understand French. Some chickens are cats, therefore, some chickens understand French. The end of chapter 1. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.